My friend, Todd Wallace, returned to Tree County after many years away and has instantly become a valued member of the Tree County community. Todd serves as chairman of the Tree County Planning Commission and has undertaken a monumental task to review all of the ordinances and zoning for the city of Cadiz. The zoning map has not been updated in over 30 years. Todd's attention to detail and his leadership skills have been instrumental in achieving this task. In addition to serving on the Planning Commission, Todd is an active member of the Pennyrail Area Development District Board as the Tree County Representative and the Janice Mason Art Museum Board. I am so proud of what Todd and his fellow leadership Tree classmates have accomplished during their experience in 2022-2023. Naturally, Todd rose to the occasion when it came time to determine what a project needed to be and addressed it as the need for our community. Most recently, Todd has been a participant in Leadership West Kentucky, which is designed to build awareness of the variety of resources within our region. Todd was instrumental in designing the Tree County experience for the group and wanted to show them so much more. Our speaker, Todd Wallace.
Well, I do have to say I was not expecting that. I wrote my notes out before I saw the order for this evening. So like Keith, I want to start off by congratulating all those who we're going to recognize tonight. But now, of course, instead of being able to do that after the fact, I'm going to just be the one standing in the way of the awards. So I'm going to say congratulations in advance and get on with it. So thank you to Beth and the Chamber Board for giving me an opportunity to speak tonight. I'm not sure exactly how much wisdom I'll be able to impart. As Eunice said, we moved back a few years ago, and when I convinced Melissa to move home to Cadiz, of course, it was in the middle of a global pandemic, and our plan was to tackle the renovation of a 134-year-old house, again, in the middle of a global pandemic, and it needed everything. So I think my qualifications to speak on any topic could be legitimately called into question. Beth posed a challenge to me a few days ago to think about how Cadiz and Trigg County have changed and how it can change for the future. And if you know me, you know I love a challenge. But this one caveat, it's a bit like an editorial. The words are solely the opinion of the author. If you've lived here, change may not always be as noticeable. But it's been over 35 years since I drove out of town, headed to WKU for college, and I never really looked back. Admittedly, over the course of those 35 years, between kids and horses, careers and travel, and all the stuff that comes along with getting older, I didn't focus a lot on what was going on in my hometown. I mean, I did get the Cadiz record. It delivered. It usually took 2 weeks to get to Dallas, but that was my touch point for learning about the news and changes at home, and I'm sure I was not as connected as I should have been. So growing up in Cadiz, I certainly didn't appreciate the beauty of small-town life. Life moves a little bit slower, people are a whole lot nicer, and community is more than just a word. So what's changed? The sense of place is still the same. We remain a rural, agricultural-focused community with a sense of faith and service and commitment to others. I used to think that being rural and agricultural was somehow a negative, but I believe that life and the pandemic has shown us otherwise. People are seeking a place to put down roots and have a sense of belonging. Cadiz provides that. I believe we quickly saw how fragile the global economy is and how rapidly our supply chain systems can break down. Being able to grow our own food might not be such a bad thing after all. So what's changed for me? Well, good old-fashioned gossip has been replaced by social media. For better or worse, the influence of the internet is here to stay. I'm just thankful that I didn't have to deal with Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and TikTok while I was growing up, because I don't think I would have survived it. There always has been, and there always will be, someone who wants to stir the pot and just see what might boil over. I've got a few thoughts I'll share about that a bit later. Life is definitely a bit slower paced, especially if you've lived in a major metropolitan area where everything's available 24/7. In Cadiz, you learn quickly that if you need something after 6 p.m., you're probably going to have to wait till the next day. There are definitely more new faces here. Did you know that in Cadiz, in 2023, we were the fastest growing city in Kentucky? Clarksville and Fort Campbell proximity are huge drivers of growth in our area. Years ago, growing up here, you pretty much knew everyone, mainly because you were related to them. Now, that doesn't seem to always be the case today, but our growth brings diversity of ideas and experiences and creativity to the table, and we need to welcome those new faces. So one thing that I've noticed is that people don't use their front porches as much anymore. That's one thing we're trying to change. If you drive down Main Street, you'll often see my mother-in-law, Mama Jo, or Melissa and I out on the porch with our dog, Bo. It's nice to be able to relax and watch the world go by with a sweet tea, or maybe something a little bit stronger. I've noticed that several of our Main Street neighbors are doing the same. It's amazing how much you can see from the front porch. Well, those neighbors are sitting on the porch, not necessarily enjoying the something stronger. So, of course, there are a few things that don't really change about being in a small town like Kate is. First of all, your neighbors probably know more about your family than you do. And be careful about asking for advice or opinions, because you might get more than you bargained for. Second, you will see someone that you know at the grocery. Shopping trips always take longer in a small town in order to catch up on the local news, and there's no such thing as a quick dash just to pick something up. Directions are based off of things that aren't there anymore. So this was one of my grandfather's favorites. Now you go to the top of Rainbow Hill and you take a left and go about a mile. Most people would have no idea what to do with that. Or it's right there past where Stuckey's used to be on the old road. Now some of you know what I'm talking about. You know who is at a restaurant or a store by the cars that are sitting outside. You can tell when all the regulars are gathered for coffee at the Cadiz restaurant, and you know who's missing or out of town. But one thing that hasn't changed is that there's a fierce loyalty to the way we grew up. That's why we have an exhibit for Golden Pond and Between the Rivers at our history museum. That is why those memories are so dear to many of us, because they are fragile and fleeting. I often tell people that my cousins and I were feral children growing up in the Canton area. For the entire summer, we roamed and biked, climbed and swam all over the land and lakes from sunrise to sundown without an adult in sight. And we never worried once about landing on the side of a milk carton. I can't even imagine that today. But however, all of these great things give us a baseline for ways to make our community even better. As John F. Kennedy said, change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future. So I went to do a little bit of research on ways to make positive change and revitalization to our community. Who better to listen to than Ben and Aaron Napier from HGTV's Hometown? They pretty much have rebuilt Laurel, Mississippi single-handedly. But I can personally assure you that those renovations take a bit longer than a 30-minute episode. I was surprised to see how well we're already doing based on their advice and the things that we're in tune with. First of all, they said to establish a farmer's market. Well, we get a really big check mark here. We have an amazing new permanent facility thanks to a Trig leadership class. Our farmer's market is a happening, bustling place on Wednesday mornings and Saturday mornings that draws residents and visitors and tourists to our town. And it provides a place for local families to build thriving businesses. It's a great place to continue to launch new ventures like the Young Entrepreneurs and other activities that focus attention on our area. Another suggestion from Aaron and Ben is to throw a block party. Well, we've got a check mark for that too. How about our Dinner on Main, the fundraiser for the Janice Mason Art Museum, which is another jewel in Cadiz's crown, blocks off Main Street for dinner and entertainment, and it sells out to more than 100 people each year. Events like this draw our community closer together and celebrate how small can be special. Could you imagine trying to do that in Clarksville? Excuse me while we set up tables down the middle of Wilma Rudolph Boulevard. Another great example is our ham festival. Now that's a block party. But that doesn't mean we should stop there. We need to continue to find ways to bring our community together. Another one is to shop local. Ben and Aaron hit the nail on the head with this one. Our chamber conducts an annual Shop Local campaign, and there's a reason for that. If we want to see major retailers come to our area, we have to support our local businesses. These major companies are successful and they're expanding for a reason. They do their research. They know which communities have a thriving retail environment, and the backbone of those ventures are local businesses. No company wants to invest millions in a community that doesn't support their own homegrown business. And associated with that, I mentioned earlier that I'd get back to social media. The first thing that people my kids' age do is to look at online reviews before they make a decision about doing anything or going anywhere. We don't have to focus on the negative and the complaints. We need to write positive reviews of our local businesses, even if you've been in there 1,000 times. You never know who you're going to influence with your words. Our local business owners support our sports teams, our youth groups, and much, much more. We should publicly recognize and thank them for all the things they do for our community. We can use social media as a way of sharing good news and have a positive impact and support our local homegrown businesses. And one area that we can definitely focus on is enhancing our Main Street. Cadiz has a beautiful combination of historic residential and commercial uses that coexist well together. We often tend to think that Main Street is just our downtown area, but it's far more than that. For me, Main Street runs from I-24 to Little River, and we should be looking at how visitors see us through that lens. We should take pride in the appearance of our town and cure some of the areas that are less appealing. Maybe it's a community cleanup day or painting and rehabbing some buildings. Perhaps it's appealing to business owners to clean up excess signage or improve the first impression of their property. But this is something that's going to take all of us, and I guarantee there's enough interest in pursuing this to make substantial progress happen. So for all of this talk about change, how do we put it into action? How do we keep the things that make us special and work on the things that need to be addressed? Clearly, we're doing some things right already, according to the experts. And for me, the call to action is to get involved. Whether it's local government, a charity, a civic organization, or various boards, you can't just wait for somebody else to do it. You decide on a way that you're going to have an impact and do it. It would be easy to sit back and expect everyone else to just take care of it. But we simply can't do that. Change and progress don't occur by themselves. I've learned more about CADAs in the past 3 years than in my entire life combined. Being a part of the Trig Leadership class opened my eyes, gave me a newfound appreciation for our local assets. And this year, participating in Leadership West Kentucky with 13 other surrounding counties has only enhanced that appreciation and made me see how much we have to offer. We have so much to be proud of, and tonight celebrates much of that. Change is inevitable. We should embrace it and mold it to honor our past, to enhance our present, and to set the stage for our future. As our southern goddess Dolly Parton says, "You'll never do a whole lot unless you're brave enough to try." So thank you all for listening to my rambles this evening. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless CADAs and Trigg County. Thank you.